Oil is flowing once again in Russia's main pipeline to Europe. The service was disrupted this week because of a trade dispute. For more, we turn to NPR's Mike Pesca.
A compromise has been struck, ending the oil standoff between Belarus and Russia, its powerful, larger neighbor. The main European export pipeline was at the center of the dispute, and Prime Minister Yeah, I know. It's the Russians. It's the Belarusians. They were fighting. Did you see the story every day lurking there on page 12 of the paper? Did you just say, I know I should care, but it's not like the Poles are shivering in the streets of Gdansk. It just seems like talk of transit duties and price per tons. Right now, all I can think about this story is make me care.
Make Me Care, Day-to-Day's occasional series about news stories you should care about, but probably don't.
It's not that I'm an ugly American, with my head in the sand and my fingers forever wrapped around a stuffed crust pizza. Unlike 73% of my countrymen, I have a passport. Unlike almost all of them, I could name most of the world capitals. Uruguay, Montevideo, see? But not this story with these kinds of quotes.
If no deal is reached, Gazprom will have no basis to continue supplying gas to Belarus as of 10 o'clock in the morning on January 1st, 2007.
Maybe I'm thick. Maybe it's me. If anyone could help me care about this, it's Gideon Rose, the managing editor of Foreign Affairs magazine. I gave him a call, and it turns out he doesn't really care.
Belarus and Russia is a relationship like so many others that is ultimately not particularly interesting to outsiders because the power differential is so great that you know the outcome, and it's really more a kind of squabbling that is a combination of schoolyard bullying or child psychology as opposed to international relations theory.
Of course, if I were at the receiving end of the pipeline, I would care. And I also have this feeling that there's someone else out there who cares a lot. It's the NPR listener. Maybe it's you, or maybe it's the guy in the Audi next to you saying, I can't believe I'm hearing this on NPR. NPR is all about being interested in Belarus and the Law of the Sea Treaty and an intriguing wrinkle in U.S.-Canadian timber talks. But let me pose this question. This story has been in the paper every morning for a week. If you've been paying attention, you'll be able to name the Russian pipeline monopoly. I'll give you a multiple choice. Is it Transneft, Transprom, Transdruze, or Transval? A little Russian think music like on Jeopardy to help jog the memory. It's Transneft, and it's just not that relevant. Unless NPR is paying you to know Transneft. So, Greg Pfeiffer, your man in Moscow, is that right?
That's right.
Belarus, Russia, they're arguing, there's oil involved. But really, make me care.
It is actually quite an important story. Russia supplies the world with a lot of its oil. So when it shut down the pipelines, this was a potentially huge crisis. Now, EU leaders were just meeting a couple of days ago.
I was starting to care. But then there was that part about EU leaders and, more problematically, the word Greg used, potentially. Caring is little like a pipeline. At the source, I have a great reservoir of care. It's ready to be tapped. But with each qualifier and mention of trade tariff, the care slows to a trickle. But then Greg said something that hooked me.
Russia has really come out flexing its muscles on the world stage on the basis of being rich from oil and gas profits. Now, Russia is building a nuclear power plant in Iran. Russia holds a veto in the United Nations Security Council.
Hold it. Now I get it. While American eyes were on Iraq, the Russian bear was hardly hibernating. It's not the story of a trade dispute. It's the story of a way of life called oil dependency. Oil threatens Europe with a chilly winter. Oil was possibly behind the slaying of a dissident former KGB agent. Oil emboldens autocratic tendencies in leaders from Moscow to Caracas. That I care about. Mike Pesca, NPR News.